when they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" "I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." Let us pray. O Lord, our good shepherd, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our minds and hearts, be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our liberator. Amen. As I read the readings for this week, including the Psalm 23 that we use it as our call to worship, it reminds me when I was still a probationer down south, and one of my supervisor was walking with me before ordination. She came to me and said, "Look, I wonder what is the picture of a minister you like to identify with." Straight away, I said, "I want to be a shepherd. That's a good picture of being a pastor or a minister." And then she said, "Oh, be careful." And I said, "Why?" "You know, down south, there's a lot of shepherd over there." And she said to me, "You know what? Which one? You want to be a shepherd on the time when Jesus were around, or you want to be a shepherd now?" And I said, "Well, I want to be a shepherd." And she said to me, "Look, be careful, because you know, the shepherds at this point of your journey, if you can see them, you don't want to be a shepherd." And I said, "Can you tell me, what kind of shepherds are they now?" She said, "Those shepherds now, they either ride a quiet bike or a four-wheel drive. They've got a whistle on their mouth, and they go like this, and the dogs look after the sheep. Are you like to be a shepherd like that?" Straight away, "I don't want to be a shepherd anymore." And she said, "No, it's good, but I just warn you." Today, the readings that we have in front of us, it talks about the disciples, John and Peter, proclaiming the good news as they see it. And not only that, they heal the people while they were preaching. Unfortunately, the Pharisees and those who call themselves the lawmaker are not happy with them. They weren't happy. So they brought him to jail and put them in prison, and because it's nighttime, they put them there, wait until the next morning. And the readings for us this morning, it picks up when they were in front of the Pharisees and the priests. And this is the question that were put to them. "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick, and I ask now, this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone." In other words, the rulers and elders was not happy. Peter and John point the finger to them and said, you are the one who must take responsibility to liberate people from oppression, whatever type of oppression, physically, mentally, financially, or spiritually. That one thing that holds a person, a whole person you must care for. I guess maybe the rulers and the priests were not interested on the people's well-being. Maybe they were interested on their own self and their self-worth and then in their reputation. And the teaching of this stone were rejected by the builders, become the cornerstone. The high priest were not happy. If we think about this stone, and I thought, wow, how can we come together, the stone and the shepherds together? This is, to me, is totally different two things. I can't bring them together. But if we try to think about it, stone and shepherd, the stone become the cornerstone. As I read through it, it's something that the stone that bring two parts together. And as I can think about it, if there's two different parts come together and the cornerstone hold them together, to me, I think the two become one and become stronger. And that's where I'm thinking, maybe this is the connection of the stone and the shepherd is the strength of two as one. If that's the corresponding point, is the stone of the stone and the shepherd is the strength. Maybe that's what John was saying. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. As I think about this, there are two things to me comes out of this. The intimate bonding and the sacrificial gift. Or the sacrificial gift become the bonding for the two parts. The intimate bonding, knowing my own and my own know me, this is the strong bonding mechanism for any relationship is to know. If you don't know someone, it's really hard to make that connection. But to know someone, to me, it's a privilege to have the precious intimate information of a person. Not only that, to know is to be able to give the best possible care and assistance may be needed. To me, to know is the doorway to openness and honesty and transparency, and hopefully there is no hidden issues or agenda. To know, it's a variable mechanism for relationships. And if we know that and value to know someone, we hold it in high regard, not to take knowledge and understanding of others to take advantage of in the expense of that person. Now we come to the sacrificial gift, or the gift, or the bonding stone to me, that as I see it, the ultimate commitment for any bonding and relationship is to lay down life. For David, he sees it from a different point of view if we think about Psalm 23. David's full knowledge of his relationship with God as he goes through the difficulties and wilderness of life. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. As he view God as his shepherd, he knows God and knows him. In that relationship of knowing God, he was content and satisfied, regardless of what he has been through himself. And as I think about it, I was thinking about the family, how the parents caring for their loved ones. Parents provide for the needs to sustenance and safety and well-being. Unfortunately, as we know in our experience, and we hear it every now and then, those parents who mistreated and neglected and abused the children and the young ones, those they are responsible to care and love. And maybe it's hard to see the good shepherd is with parents, but I can say, yes, maybe that's a good example. A good shepherd lays down life for the sheep. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. This is a picture of complete peacefulness and rest. A picture of God who cares for the people. And sometimes the sheep have this way of not looking after themselves or look for food or still place. But the picture of God who cares for the loved ones, even others, to sustain and bring rest. I can say the so-called example of the rain and the sun and the wind is for everyone. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, no fear of evil. For you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. There are darkness, there are valley of darkness around us. We must be not fearful, knowing the rod that was promised, the Holy Spirit, and the staff is the word of God for us. Will give us comfort. Each day of having time to pray and to read the scripture, it helps to go through maybe a shadow of the day or darkness of the day. God's prepared a banquet table in the midst of adversity. There are times of joy and happiness. We are facing challenges and oppositions. But the difference is God's anointing. God's promise of love will follow. And we know the overflow of God's love, abundant of love, is not withheld from us or anyone if we choose to accept. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The dwelling of God is safe. Where do we find it? Wherever we may be, and acknowledging that God's presence is around us, and God's Spirit is empower us and strengthen us. That is the dwelling place. The hardest thing for me, as I experience myself, to be in a calm, beautiful, sunny beach, but my heart and mind is not rest in peace. It's not about where we are. It's not about the surrounding that we are in. It's about ourselves connecting to God, regardless of the situations, regardless of the enemies around us. God prepares a table which allows us to take the good and the bad as well, to understand as we sit together as people, as family of God, there is challenges. But knowing that we're going through challenges with the blessings of God, that will hold us and get us through. We did celebrate during Easter, and I believe the stone had rolled away. At the same time, that stone, the one that crucified and died, he rose again to assure to us that is the name and the power, and that's the answer for the question that was put to the disciple, to John and Peter. By what power and what name did you do this? In the name of Jesus Christ. No other name but by him. He is the stone that rejected and become the cornerstone. He is the only one to come to restore, to forgive and to heal, and to give eternally abundant peace and joy. I'm sorry to say, but other faith, they come to kill if you don't believe in their God. Our God, it gives you the option to choose. You are free to choose. That's what love is. You are free to choose whether you believe God or not. And to me, I would like to say, the stone have rejected is the one stone provide forgiveness, peace, and joy. So today, by what power or by what name did you do this? In the name of Christ, our Lord. Amen.